I'm joined by Chris Lee. He is the conservation director for Des Moines County. He is joining me because they've got a big event that is happening. It's happening on Saturday at Stars Cave Nature Center. It's going on from noon to 3. It's called the Summer Celebration, going on at Stars Cave Nature Center. And again, it is the fourth annual Des Moines County Conservation Summer Celebration, and it's a free family-friendly event featuring activities throughout the day. And, Chris, this is what, a chance to just simply get, if you haven't been out to Stars Cave lately or to understand all of the things they've got out there, it's a chance to get out. Almost an open house event, isn't it?
It is, yeah, that's basically what it is, an open house event. It's a chance to come out, meet your conservation and park staff, play in the creek, play the card games, just get out and enjoy a Saturday one more time. I know school's been ready to start back up, and summer's kind of winding down. Hard to believe summer's already gone already. But, we started doing these 4 years back, and just kind of a way to celebrate the end of summer and give an opportunity for folks to get out and explore their county parks one more time.
Now, is there any food or beverage out there for this event or not?
There's not. Nope. It's,
okay.
It's just kind of an open house.
Bring your own picnic basket, as Jogi Bear would say, so to speak.
Exactly. Yep.
Anyway, so that's going on. You've got a critter catch. It's also going on during that time as well. What kind of critters do you catch?
So what that is searching for aquatic insects in the creek there. With the creek being slow, we'll have the nets out. You can go and turn over rocks and scoop through the sand and see what critters come up. We'll have the microscope set out so you can really see them up close and kind of learn what lives in an aquatic environment. It's an event that we used to do on Memorial Day weekend, and the scheduling conflicts got too big, and so we've moved it to tie in with this event. And folks really love it. The kids have a blast. It's really neat, some of the things you can find out there in the creek.
And so you can,
it's always exciting to see what you turn out.
You can go in and tour the Nature Center facility too, right?
Yes. So we have lots of displays. If you haven't been to the Nature Center for a while, likely to find something new. Our live animals will be on display. You can go to the Nature Center. We have some bikes that you can borrow to go explore the trail, or you can just hike back the trail and go see the system of trails we have through the preserve there.
Yeah, the Flint River Trail goes all the way up to Big Hollow Recreation Area. And Big Hollow, I think we've talked a little bit about this. I know during the pandemic, camping became a huge event out at Big Hollow. Maybe a lot of, and you've been working on camping and improving the camping facilities out there steadily over this last couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah, so we're always working to improve this place. I'm actually up at Big Hollow right now, and we've got lots of things. Camping up here has really become a big thing and never quit. We filled up. A lot of folks went out and bought campers and started doing more outside stuff during the pandemic, and that hasn't stopped. And we're happy to be able to provide a place like this. Our 32 campsites are full almost every weekend, so if you're going to get a site, we recommend doing a reservation, which you can do online for half of the sites, or give us a call and make sure we've got sites available before you go pulling the camper up here on Friday afternoon, because it's most weeks we're full by the end of Thursday.
Do you have any camping cabins that are out there yet, Chris?
We have the one. It's our off-grid cabin, so it doesn't have utilities to it. We do have a solar panel that powers a battery to run some lights, so at least you can see at night. It's kind of a little house on the prairie type setting. It's a really neat setting. Kind of sits way back in the trees off park. A really nice corner.
Okay, and it's again, area. How many sites? How many campers can you get in? Do you have a capacity on there? Have you figured that out?
Yeah, so we have 32 sites, but some of them we allow folks to double up on, so we call them buddy by choice. So you can park a second camper on 6 of the sites, so technically we can hold 38 campers up here.
And again, I know you had some. You're talking about the water and some water issues and some algae issues and things like that were building up. How is that going in terms of getting that to kind of free up or to make it a little better?
So the lake is still fairly green. We've got a lot of duckweed. It's a floating aquatic plant that floats on the top of the water. There's no health issues associated with it. It's just folks don't like to get it on them, and it kind of makes it tough to to boat through. But we did this year, we put these barriers around the beach that keeps a lot of it out. The problem with this stuff is once you get a little bit of it inside the beach area, it grows exponentially. And so it does grow pretty fast. So we've worked real hard to try to keep that out of the beach area. And it's certainly been better this year than it has in past years, but it's still been a bit of a struggle. We have managed to finish our watershed plan, and it's been federally approved now. So we will be working in the by the end of this year, we're hoping to have a watershed coordinator hired through the local soil and water district, and that person will be in charge of working with the landowners in this watershed to do conservation practices to clean the lake up over the coming years.
What's the most popular activity out there? Would it be boating, canoeing, kayaking, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so the three most popular activities here, aside from camping, are boating and kayaking, so being out on the lake. Fishing is tied in with that, and then hiking. We do have over 10 miles of trails here inside the park, so hiking and getting out on the lake either through kayaking. We get a lot of kayaks and canoes out here. There's days in the summer where we'll have more than 100 kayaks or canoes out there just exploring the lake or fishing. And the fishing can be pretty phenomenal in this lake. We have some of the best fishing in all of Southeast Iowa.
By the way, I'm also going to give a tip of the hat to the Southeast Iowa Astronomy Club, because they're also located right out in that same area, right?
They are. So we've got the Whitty Observatory Complex here in Big Hollow. And it is just astounding what you can see through some of those telescopes that they have there, and the knowledge that the volunteers with the Southeast Iowa Astronomy Club have is just unbelievable. I mean, they can take these laser pointers that they have, and they can point to a star and they say, you know, this star is named X352 and it's X number of light years away and all this stuff. It's just amazing the knowledge that they have. And it's completely a volunteer group. So kudos to them. And they do public showings, but they do it by appointment because their facility is so popular. In order to manage crowds, they do it by appointment. You can find the Southeast Iowa Astronomy Club on Facebook to make an appointment.
There you go. Southeast Iowa Astronomy Club, Big Hollow Recreation Area. You got a lot more other parks and other places to go explore. And I know that they've been doing, you've been doing hike a park through those areas as well. And again, the summer celebration, noon to 3, Stars Cave Nature Center. Just come on out and explore and have some fun. And the weather should be good. And go up to Big Hollow, too. You might as well do everything on Saturday. Chris Lee, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.